This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Properly speaking, we're talking about how's your week today?
You know, every now and then, Mr. Jones, whenever you drive around the neighborhood, you see a few houses that are on show. Actually, we've seen in movies where real estate agents host these events at houses that they're showing, and you find that there's the delicious finger food.
Now you are talking. You are talking.
Just for the food. But what actually happens at a house showing? We're talking to Philip. Of course, he's going to be telling us about that. He's the broker and owner of Remax. Philip Schumann. Philip, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me, as always.
Great. Now, Philip, take us through what a house showing actually is and what happens when you're at a house showing.
So I think it's important to differentiate, firstly, that there are different markets, and certain markets would be more inclined to house showing than others. And I'm talking specifically about show days with the finger foods, that sort of thing. For the most part, you find that it's not really necessary to show a house because it's already good value, and your real estate agent has connected his network of buyers to your property already. There's differentiating factors in the market, and certain areas are more prone to show houses. Like, for instance, Polokwane, or even Limpopo, it's not really necessary. Where you find clients are going to work in a specific area and they need to be close to schools, then you find area or showings or show houses are prominent. But for the most part, if you're anywhere in Polokwane, it's 15 minutes, then you're on the other side of town. So it's not long travel times. It's not really that area specific. So you would rather choose the higher value area. You're basically buying according to budget, not really offering, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So is it mostly the estate agent that shows a house? Or, and you know, say for example, it so happens that I'm thinking, you know what, I can actually do this on my own. I can sell this house and I want people to come through and see my beautiful, gorgeous house. Can I have a showing as a person, just independently, you know, just say, hey, come by, come look at the house?
You can. And this is what a lot of sellers try when they try to sell privately. But we've got to take a safety and a risk factor into account as well. In the last 3 years, I've read 4 articles, and that's what we know of brutal murders. Clients showing a client, a potential buyer, their house, and they're there alone. And before you know it, something happens. So there's a safety aspect that we need to consider. And you find nosy neighbors just wanting to come and see what your house looks like.
Wow, Philip. Nosy neighbors. Wow.
Most of the time. And then they're just there for the food, like you said.
true. But maybe give us an idea, Philip. When, say, you have, you are the professional, you know, you have a house showing. In terms of getting a buyer, is it a matter of first come, first serve? Or is it whoever puts an offer down?
So if you were showing by yourself, you probably only have access to that one buyer. So you will probably sign first come, first serve. But if you're working with a salted real estate agent, you'll find that there are probably, if your house is priced properly and the value proposition is there, and that matches the price, then you would have probably 2 or 3 clients to choose from. And now the real estate agent's expertise comes into play, because now we can look at the buyers, and we don't want to sign and waste your time on, or our time for that matter, on a buyer that's not going to be able to purchase the property, or that's just interested in viewing or probably stealing your stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to pit these buyers against each other to see who has the strongest offering as a buyer and who has the biggest chance of going through. And then that's the one we'll sign. So we don't waste our time. Does it make sense?
No, 100%. But then I think you touched on this earlier on, but just to make sure, that kind of houses that go on show, are these the kind of houses that have been on the market for the longest and they can't go, and then, like, you're trying to push them? Or is it a matter of, these are attractive? You know, like, which house actually ends up in terms of it being shown? I mean, you mentioned that in Limpopo, not the market for it, but where it happens. When you see a house showing, is it a matter of it's like a hot cake, can go anytime, or it's just they're trying to push it?
So that's also, there's two different ways of showing it. Some agents show by appointment, so they'll just put up a sticker and say viewing by appointment, but it's a lot the same than normal viewings. Then a show house itself, where you open, the doors are open, you're sitting there with your gazebo and your marketing materials up, and then anybody can pop in. This is the second one we're talking about. So you'll find that it happens a lot in your larger metropolitan areas. Like, for instance, let's say I'm going to work in Sunning Hill. I've been moved there by my company, and I now start work in January. So I need to now look for a house in the area, and we've got to decide the schools. So you'll find it happens in the larger metropolitan areas where you need to be 5 minutes away from school and 10 minutes away from work. Polokwane, like I said, that's 15 minutes. So you'll find it happens in the Cape Province a lot. You'll find mostly it happens a lot in Joburg, which is also where the crimes happen most of the time. And Durban, you know, your larger metropolitan areas. But for the most part, it's the house's value that sells it, the value versus the price. Certain areas, clients tend to overprice. Well, actually, that's a national thing. So it requires more effort and trying to show the house, just mm-hmm. showing the seller that you're actually doing some effort. But you know, deep down, this house is going to sell for 100 or 150 less. And then we won't have to be sitting here all day.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time, Philip. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off. We're out of time. But thank you for the great information you gave us. Very lengthy, very insightful. That's Philip Schumann, broker and owner of Remax.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.